The following contains explicit content. Please use caution while you are tuned in.
Hello, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcast from Cruthers Hall in Kingston, Ontario. My name is Cooper, and this is The Rat Ring. This week, brutal death metal. I'm a big fan. I love the genre. And I haven't really been feeling, like, you know, grindcore or sludge or anything else. So, listening to straight, like, brutal death metal, maybe a bit of slam influence, like, I'm gonna throw in a Devourment song, because they're just too good. Anyway. Yeah.
Oh, took his visitors captive, binding them with ropes and gags, torturing, drugging, and sexually abusing them before finally killing them. All the victims had endured horrendous suffering.
Slit Throat Prophecy by Necrogylistic Anomaly, Molesting the Decapitated by Devourment, Taste of Putrid Amputation by Gore Inhaled, Sickening Erotic Fanaticism by Mortal Decay, and Soul Burn by Rotting. My TikTok is cooked. I mean, it's always cooked. Like, it's such a brain rot app, but like, all my For You page is, at this point, is just, like, cavers trapped and, like, rescue videos. I mean, sometimes they don't get rescued, but, you know, it's the rescue attempts. And it is just, like, you know, everyone knows it, but it is the most fucking insane shit. Like, why would you think that? Like, a recent one I saw, a guy was caving with a group of friends, went off on his own, and saw, like, a crevice in the ground, and went, oh, this is like a super secret shortcut, and just went head fucking first in, and no, it was not a secret shortcut, and he got trapped and slowly suffocated to death. Wow! Shocker! Like, what do you... It's a natural fucking formation, it's not planned out to have cool little secrets. Anyway, that's a thing that I see a lot of now. But they're interesting. They're cool to look at. Another thing I got set up. I've got my, like, I've always been running two monitors for a while. But then I went back to my, like, mom's house just to pick some shit up. And I was like, fuck it. I'm bringing my CRT with me because I play a lot of retro games, and they're very... A lot of them, like, were designed for a CRT. I'm not one of those people that will argue that, like, CRTs look better all the time. They don't. If you're playing a modern game on a CRT, it kind of looks like shit. But, like, emulated games from that era, like the N64, you know, pixel art games, they look pretty good on CRTs. Anyway, point is, I brought it because I wanted it. And I've got an attachment to convert it from the output of my computer from HDMI to composite video. So it is my leftmost monitor now. I'm still waiting on the cable, but I've got it set up for it. My desk, which is not an actual desk, it's literally like a crack in my wall that's supposed to be a closet. It's gotten quite tight for space, but admittedly, the aura of having a CRT monitor is worth the squeeze. Anyway, time to play more music.
to be set ajar, more or less, save one of her eyes. His pulse never got above 85, even when he gave it 10.
Okay, that was Celestial Excruciations by Orchidectomy, She Lay Gutted by Disgorge, Shit Karma by Satanic Tico, Keep the Organs Wet by Open Flesh Wound, and Skin Fiend by Caustic Fog. I guess for my third, like, kind of talking segment, well, the other one, I have like a list of bullet points that I write out throughout the week because I have a shit memory and I never know what to talk about in these, so I've started keeping like a bullet point. Anyway, I got two off last time. This is my third one. I'm out of bullet points after this, so let's hope I can yap long enough. I am in a band. It is called Leech. We actually did a CFRC live session. It was very fun. At one point, we also played at Napanee Battle of the Bands. That was fun, but embarrassing because it was a terrible, terrible set. Like, we didn't even play that bad. The sound was just kind of terrible in that shitty-ass... it was a barn, I'm pretty sure, that we were using, that we were playing in. I mean, that's fitting for Napanee. Anyway, the sound was awful. And, like, the guitar wasn't loud enough, so you couldn't hear the guitar at all. And it was just me, like, barely audible over drums. And then, like, no guitar at all. But the thing that ties this into being an interesting topic is that we played that show in drag. Like, we knew we were going to, like, kind of a hillbilly buttfuck town, because we went to high school there. We know the community around that area is, like, homophobic and shitty. Anyway, so we go there in dresses and, like, full makeup. Anyway, we don't plan on going back. I'm sorry, I have a cold. But this, a guy who played there before, he actually won, I don't remember what, but he won something, because he has a really good voice. He's a great musician. Walker Budd. His ass, he won, but this year he wants to play with a backing band to kind of one-up himself. And he asked us if we'd be his backing band, and we were like, absolutely. We'll go in drag again this year, just make it like a topic or a thing, like, every time we go to Napanee, we do that. And he was like, actually, I talked to the organizer about, you know, if I could have you as my backing band, and she said it was fine, but we can't go in drag again. We're not allowed. This shit is 1984, man. George Orwell predicted this. I fucking hate George Orwell, but that's another thing for another time. Anyway, yeah, no drag. That's the rule. And, it sucks. And the reason given was that I was flashing people, which admittedly... Okay, not my cock. Let's get that out of the way. Admittedly, I was, though. My, like, the top of the dress ripped. So, like, my chest was showing, but, like, I'm a man. I didn't shave, like, my facial hair or anything. We made no attempt to, like, deceive. Anyway, we're not allowed to, do that again. And, you know, we're not doing it again, because, you know, it's not our show. Don't want to take away from Mr. Budd and his performance. Anyway, we got some more songs to close this out. I don't know what I'm gonna play. because I kind of ran out of pre-done shit.
Thank you.
okay, I know earlier I said no grindcore. I lied, because you can't fucking tell by the, like, several grindcore songs you were just hit by. But I was inspired again because I listened to a Pig Destroyer song and I remembered how fucking good they were. Anyway, I'm going to go through this quick so I can put one more song in. That was The Hillside Stranglers by Dahmer, Brain Dead by Archigathus, Strangled with a Halo, Intimate Slavery, Mapplethorpe Grey, and Sheet Metal Girl, all by Pig Destroyer, IR by Fuck the Fact, 3 by Elena Lane, and My Spine, My Spine, My Spine by Combat Wounded Veteran. Please enjoy Thumbsucker by Pig Destroyer, which will now begin playing.
AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queens community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queens students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queens community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau Building. For entry into the Food Bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line, AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
At 101.9 FM,